Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Frank Signorelli. It is one in a series of programs in which I feature a musician who recorded with Bix. Let me read first the information about Frank Signorelli in Don Reno's Wildman's biography. Frank Signorelli was born on May 24, 1901 and died on December 9, 1975. He was born in New York and died in New York. He was a pianist and composer. He was a close friend of Phil Napoleon, and he was a founder member of the original Memphis Five in 1917, and he was with that group through the winter of 1927. He briefly worked with the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1921. He joined the One White Man Orchestra in February of 1927 and stayed until July, leaving to join Adrian Rollini's band for a short-lived engagement at the New Yorker. That was the time that Bix was also part of the band, of the Rollini's band, in the New Yorkers Club. He then played with the original Memphis Five until 1931. He played with the reorganized original Dixieland Jazz Band from 1936 to 1938 and then rejoined the White Man Orchestra. In the 1940s, he played in New York at Nick's with Phil Napoleon and Bobby Hackett. In the 1950s, reformed the original Memphis Five for some engagements, played the solo dates in Greenwich Village and recorded with Connie Boswell and Miff Maul. In the 1960s, played in numerous radio and television jingles. Among the tunes that Signorelli either wrote or co-wrote, often with Matty Malnack, are Stairway to the Stars, A Blues Serenade, I'll Never Be the Same, So At Last It's Come to This, Park Avenue Fantasy, Midnight Reflection, and Caprice Futuristique. What I'm going to do today is play recordings that include the Frank Signorelli and that were waxed after Frank Signorelli left the New Yorkers in September of 1927. The first two numbers are Penn Beach Blues and Four String Joe, recorded by Joe Venuti's Blue Four on November 15, 1927. We have Don Murray on clarinet and baritone, Joe Venuti on violin, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and probably Justin Ring on cymbal. So here is Frank Signorelli with Joe Venuti's Blue Four, November 15, 1927, Penn Beach Blues, four-string Joe, a specialty of Joe Venuti in which he turned the bow around and was able to play the four strings of a violin all together. Signorelli, 1927. Thank you. I forgot to mention that Penn Beach Blues and Four String Joe were composed by Eddie Lang and Joe Venuti. Penn Beach Blues takes its name from one of the avenues in Atlantic City that runs toward the sea. They are named after the states. One of them is Pennsylvania Avenue. And apparently Joe Venuti and his group, when they were in Atlantic City, used to rent a cottage on that avenue, and thus they gave the name of this tune, Penn Beach Blues. Four String Joe is also composed by both Eddie Lang and Joe Venuti. Let's continue with the music. I want to turn now to two recordings by Jimmy Lytell on clarinet. He is accompanied by Frank Signorelli on piano and possibly Dick McDonough on guitar. This is a recording session in New York from June 1928, and the two numbers that were recorded on that date were Yellow Dog Blues, a composition by W.C. Handy, and Sweet Emmalina, a composition by Clarence Williams. So here is Frank Signorelli accompanying Jimmy Lytell, June 1928. Thank you. Let's turn now to the Mississippi Maulers. This is a group, a recording group only, not a working band. And they only had one recording session that took place in New York on July 20, 1928. This is la creme de la creme of the white jazz musicians from New York in the 1920s. Leo McConville or Bill Moore, and Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Dudley Fosdick on mellotone, Fred Livingston clarinet and tenor sax, Joe Venuti violin, Frank Signorelli piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Joe Tardo brass bass, Stan King on drums, and the vocal is by Roy Evans. The two numbers I want to play are My Angeline and Don't Mess Around With Me. According to Rost Jazz Discography, the Columbia files designate the band for this session as Manny Klein's Orchestra. So here are the Mississippi Maulers with Frank Signorelli, 1928.
Thank you. a mean lad, swing a wicked rat. Don't you dare to cover any heavy love, cause it might get back on your feet. Take your time, don't work too fast, cause the one ain't leaving that did-it last. Loving you again, don't you forget, don't you mess around with me. Ain't healthy, don't mess around with me. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, don't mess around with me. I know you're known as a heartbreaking type. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, oh, it might come back on you, see. Take your time, don't work too fast. Oh, one ain't living that did it last. Oh, lady, oh, lady, don't you mess around with me. Ain't healthy, don't mess around with me.
The next two songs that I want to play are compositions by Jimmy McHugh music and Dorothy Fields lyrics. They come from the Broadway review Blackbirds of 1928. The Blackbirds of 1928, according to Wikipedia, was the idea of impresario Lou Leslie, who planned to build a show around Florence Mills in New York after her success in the hit show Blackbirds in London 1926, but she died in 1927 before rehearsals started. The show originally opened on 4th January 1928 under the title The Blackbird Review at Les Ambassadeurs Nightclub in New York, before transferring to the Liberty Theatre, where Lou Leslie changed its title to Blackbirds of 1928. The original Broadway production opened at Liberty Theatre on May 9, 1928, and ran for 518 performances, became the longest-running all-black show on Broadway. It was directed by producer Lou Leslie and starred Adelaide Hall, Bill Robinson, Alda Ward, Tim Moore, Blue McAllister, and the famous Blackbirds Orchestra. Also in the cast were Elizabeth Welch, Manton Morland, Cecil Mack, and Nina May McKinney. Some of the numbers in the show were Digga Digga Doo, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Porgy, Bandana Babies, Doing the New Lowdown, Shuffle Your Feet, Dixie, and I Must Have That Man. Two recordings from Blackbirds of 1928 that I want to bring in are Doing the New Lowdown and Digga Digga Doo, recorded by Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang on July 27, 1928. The roster of musicians that I'm going to give is from Lord's discography. There are discrepancies. Rost and Ray Mitchell give different listings. Here is what Lord tells us for the July 27, 1928 recording by Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang. Bill Moore, trumpet, Leo McConville, trumpet, Fod Livingston, clarinet, alto sax, Jack Pettis, C melody, and tenor sax, Dudley Fosdick, mellophone, Frank Signorelli, piano, Eddie Lang, guitar, Perry Botkin, banjo and uke, Joe Tardo on tuba, Stan King drums. The vocal for Doing the New Lowdown is by Elizabeth Welch, who was in the original Blackbirds of 1928 production. And for Digga Digga Doo, it's Elizabeth Welch with chorus. So here is Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang, July 1928.
Thank you.
The next two recordings I'm going to play are by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and the date is September 29, 1928. Fozzie Ferrar on trumpet, probably Nat Natoli on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone and trumpet, Jack Tigard on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Arnold Brillhart alto sax, Frank Teschmacher on tenor sax and clarinet, Herbert Spencer tenor sax, Frank Signorelli piano, Carl Kresp banjo guitar, Hank Stern on tuba, Stan King on drums, and the vocals in both of the numbers that I'm going to play by Smith Ballou. First round evening, a composition by Steiner, Coote, and Whiting, and then Out of the Dawn, a composition by Walter Donaldson. So let's listen then to Frank Signorelli with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1928.
Thank you. came a sunbeam. Out of the dawn, a dream came true. Wandering on, I find that sunbeam. Lingering on, the long day through. Please tell me who'll ever say my skies would ever be blue. Would ever think I'd need somebody like you. But out of the dawn, there came a sunbeam, and a beautiful dream came true.
We'll wind up today's program with a couple of recordings by the New Orleans Blackbirds. Again, a studio band, a recording band, not a working band. And the two numbers I want to play are Redhead, composition by Germain Lillard, followed by Playing the Blues, composition by Matty Malnick, Frank Signorelli, and Irving Mills. The date for the recordings is December 11, 1928, and we have Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Miff Mole trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Matty Malnick violin, Frank Signorelli piano, Dick McDonough guitar, Joe Tardo tuba, and Ted Napoleon on drums. So here is Frank Signorelli with the New Orleans Blackbirds, December 11, 1928.
Thank you.
Since I have a little extra time, I thought I would play my favorite composition by Frank Signorelli. It's a blues serenade with the lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. Both the melody and the lyrics are terrific. And this is a recording by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, really the Smith Ballou Orchestra. From April 25, 1935, with Smith Ballou on vocal and directing, Charlie Spivak, Bonnie Berrigan, trumpet, Jack Jenny, Glenn Miller, trombone, Joni Mintz, clarinet, alto sax, Eddie Miller, tenor sax, Harry Bluestone, Vladimir Selisky, violin, Harry Waller, viola, Bill Schumann, violoncello, Claude Thornhill, piano, Larry Hall, guitar, Delmar Kaplan, string bass, Ray Bauduc, drums. April 25, 1935. It's a beautiful recording, a terrific arrangement, and it's a mixture of very sweet and hot. There are sweet sections, for example, Glenn Miller's trombone. There are hot sections where the soloists really take off. So here is my favorite Frank Signorelli composition, as well as my favorite vocal by Smith Ballou, A Blues Serenade, 1935.
My pillow, mournful as a weeping willow, haunted by my serenade in blue.
why must I go on dreaming of? An imaginary love. Wish I had someone to sing to, one that I could kiss and cling to. No one hears my serenade in blue.
Hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings that include Frank Signorelli after he left the New Yorkers in October of 1927. They were mostly recordings from 1928 with the best white musicians that money could buy at that time. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.